was quoted as saying there was no science behind demands to phase out the use of coal, oil and gas. But he says he's been misinterpreted. He's told the summit in Dubai that he's surprised.
Science has guided my life. I have said over and over that the phase down and the phase out of fossil fuel is inevitable. In fact, it is essential.
Turkey's president has claimed Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu should be tried as a war criminal, saying Israel should be held accountable over its conduct during the conflict in Gaza. Unlike many of its Western allies, Turkey doesn't regard Hamas as a terror group. Our correspondent Alex Crawford in Istanbul says President Erdogan's own track record has been questioned in the past.
In other parts of the world, he himself is not considered a particularly role model upholder of human rights. He's long waged a war and a persecution against the Kurds, for instance.
Meanwhile, the Israeli military is calling for evacuation of parts of southern Gaza, saying it's targeting Hamas. It's understood the Home Secretary will set out an overhaul of legal migration later. James Cleverly is likely to tell MPs he's planning to increase the salary threshold for skilled worker visas and scale back offers to healthcare workers from overseas. It's been a tricky morning rush in many parts of the country because of ice and snow. But the cold snap's not expected to last, with milder conditions forecast this week. Streaming giant Spotify is to cut almost a fifth of its global workforce. Bosses have told staff it's because of a slowdown in growth. And the Oxford Dictionaries declared Riz, meaning charm or attractiveness, its word of the year. It's after Tom Holland used it in an interview in the summer. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
I just have to say, I was like, where are my headphones? I can't see them anywhere. And I'm wearing them.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now the weather for today, 7 degrees. There doesn't seem to be much sunshine poking through the clouds. But there's meant to be a little bit on and off up until about 3 o'clock. But it's mostly cloudy. 50% chance of rain going up to about an 80% chance as we move through the day. So pretty rainy on and off with a gentle breeze going down to about 4 degrees overnight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix, and good afternoon, Phoenix FM. I'm not with it today, it's only Monday, and I just seem to be a little bit all over the place, so I do apologise, shouting into the microphone. Hopefully Scott Ross will be with us from 1 o'clock. I've asked him to bring some sellotape in, because I've bought some fairy lights. They're battery operated, as I said, so we don't want to leave lights on in the studio all the time, health and safety and all that, but I've got some battery ones, which should be fine. Little twinkly, slightly blue, because I was wondering, actually, with I'm going to do a couple of Christmas questions of the day when we get towards like the last week or two for Christmas. Just things like, you know, your favourite, whether you like white lights or the multicoloured ones, Christmas decorations you remember making the first time you met Santa, things like that. So that'll be coming up in the last week, so we can ask you a couple of questions. Also, you can probably get in contact to let me know some of your favourite songs from this year as well. Would be really nice. I might put that up online and get a few people to put in the songs that they really like this year. It can be from any artist. That would be fantastic. Yeah, I might do that. I'm still looking at Bob's balloon display. I keep going on about this, but they are spectacularly bad. But I've let them stay because I'm not horrible, you know. But I've never seen quite a section of just balloons hung from the ceiling. And that's it. There's six of them. Two lots of six in a multitude of colours. None of them Christmas colours either. Unless you say orange is a particularly Christmas colour. Well, I suppose it is for tangerines. I love a tangerine at Christmas. Always, every time I have a tangerine, I always think of Christmas. I always think of a Christmas stocking back in when I was a kid, because my mum always used to put, there used to be nuts, some, maybe a tangerine, and also some, what else was the other thing? Oh, gold coins. And the gold coins sometimes might be, see, some years I didn't eat them. And then mum would take back the stocking and she'd use them the next year. And then one year you'd open them and the chocolate would be like a funny colour. Because it had got off. But I do, you know, I remember sitting there unpicking those chocolate coins. Horrible chocolate normally it is, unless you get really good stuff. But it was, you know, but you'd about sort of half past three in the morning, trying to not make any noise. And I can still actually saying that, I can still feel that excitement of thinking, what's in my stocking? And you put your hand in the stocking and pull out a present. Because sometimes it would be, back in the day, they used to do like a netted stocking, which Mum used to fill up. And I think used to replace them every year. They were the really old-fashioned ones. And then as time went on, you managed to, you can get like, you know, your bespoke kind of stockings. And I bought some nice stockings from Mum and Dad in velvet, and they bought me I upgraded because I got a bigger stocking. And Mum used to say, well, I haven't got that many presents. I said, well, you've got to fill it. I said, you can't have a half-full stocking. I said, what sort of gift is that from Father Christmas? You know, obviously Mum wasn't packing it herself. It was Father Christmas. But, you know, I did put in a request for more presents. And I used to pull out these presents. And Father Christmas, had wrapped these presents using a lot of sellotape. And he must be very busy because there was no bows on some of them. And it would normally take me about 40 minutes to unwrap one present. Because it would be wrapped up, but it would literally just be covered in bad sticky tape. But yeah, I've got some lovely things I can remember. You know, we always got a pair of knickers. A bit inappropriate for Father Christmas to send those. But anyway, the things I needed. Occasionally socks would be face packs. Sometimes you'd open those and actually rip open the wrapped up face pack and it'd go everywhere. But there'd be lovely little presents in there, like little perfumes and all sort of little, maybe little doll. Even, you know, just lovely little things. And I miss that. I miss somebody doing me a stocking at Christmas. Although one of my friends does send me a box with lots of different things in, and I sent her one similar because we both don't have our mums anymore, and it's like our little treat. You go, oh, what's that? And they're like little bits, you know, all wrapped up, and I enjoy that. But I do miss, I don't think you ever, Mum was obviously speaking to Father Christmas, is what I'm trying to say, and she's not there to do that at the moment, so, you know. But I'm sure Aunt can put a note in. I mean, don't worry about that if you haven't got your parents. Put a note into Father Christmas. Make sure that you give it to an adult, and then, you know, hopefully you'll get a stocking as well. If you've been good. I know I have. I deserve a lot. Santa's coming to Brentwood. Yay! Here's Sheryl Crow with A Change Would Do You Good.
10 years living in a paper bag. Yeah.
That was a brand new one from Bananarama, Feel the Love. Here's Take That with Windows.
I've been through a year of madness, replaced my hope with sadness, found waking up the hardest. And every day felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you opened up my windows. Yeah, you opened up my windows. Like fire in the sky, you know what it's like. Was so glad to feel the sunlight in my eyes.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You know, I was talking about those lovely fairy lights that I bought for the studio. As I walked off to get my coffee, I caught my foot in them and dragged them halfway across the studio, and all the batteries fell out. So I'm just let me try and see if it's still going to switch on, or whether I've actually broken them before they've gone up.
The
oh no, they're still working.
If I tell you the truth, I guess I can sleep better at night.
This is Thundercat. I've been playing that out with Tame Impala with No More Lies, another track from them that I really enjoyed this year as well. I can't believe this year is heading towards close. It's been a really busy one for music.
I don't want to tell you I don't care, but if it seems like I don't
care. I've been inundated with so much great music this year. Independent music, I think 2023 has been a superb year for independent music, with the amount of the quality of the music is incredible. When I think about the thank you. When I think about the you know, the quality of some of the stuff we used to be sent in, this pales into insignificance. This stuff is just like, you know, it's been mixed by people at Abbey Road or wherever you want to go, but it's just awesome. Just having a look on Twitter, lots of stuff. I do love Twitter, but unfortunately I do follow a lot of controversial people, but I do love that on both sides, of left and right. I love it, and centrist as well, but I love watching it. I never actually make any comments. I just like following all of the arguments and points of view as well. That's why even if I don't agree, I think it's always good to follow people that you don't agree with, because I just like to see what's happening in the world, not to shut my little ears off. Hugh Jackman is in London. I've invited him to come on the show, just sent him a quick message, and I'm sure he's going to pop in. I'm sure I'll get a message. I mean, what a laugh if he did. What a laugh, though. Can you imagine that he suddenly went, actually, I'm going to go on Michelle to eat my brunch tomorrow and just come into the studio, we just have a chat. Wouldn't that be great? I wouldn't tell it. I would do it as a surprise. I don't think I'd tell anybody. I'd just say, you know, he turned up and have a bit of a chat. That'd be good. I like Hugh Jackman. He's done some brilliant films. I mean, obviously the Wolverine, because I love my sci-fi, so Wolverine character I really love, and he's coming back, although in the last film Wolverine dies, because there's different timelines. I think he's come, this is a different timeline, so it's great when you've got different timelines, characters can come back. So I think he's going to be in with Ryan Gosling. Do you know what, I forgot the name of the film, I can't believe it. He's going to be with him. I think they get on really well as well, so yeah, it'd be nice. Hugh Jackman, I've always said about Hugh Jackman, I think he's a lovely bloke. The only film I've not seen of his, which I know is amazing, is that the big topped kind of one he did, you know. Got some, the musical, and I can't, The Greatest Showman, I've not seen that, and I know that's meant to be really good. But yeah, I like him as an actor. He's very good. I'm saying that, he's not listening to the show, but if he had tuned in, then he obviously will hear me saying nice things, and maybe he would just think, actually, I'm not going to go on the BBC, why go on the one show, wherever he's going to be going, why go on the major ones, let's get on to local radio, that's where it's all happening. Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Oh, because you know what? If you got somebody like Hugh Jackman, then it would be other people of his ilk, like Tom Cruise, or I don't know, it could be Ryan Gosling. Anybody, it could be anyone. You know, they would end up saying, I want to do Michelle's show as well. Just a random show in the UK. Just, you know, wouldn't that be great? He's not going to be coming on the show, though. That's the point. He's not. But in my head, I'm sort of going, there could be a possibility. He might reply. He could reply back and say, actually, I'm going to come on the show. Oh, that'd be such a laugh. That would be great. I'm getting myself all excited. I'd have to buy biscuits. We've run out. I bet he likes a chocolate biscuit. Yeah. But I know he does a lot of keep fit, so maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. I'd have a selection of biscuits. I might even buy another cup of, better coffee than we have here. I might get the posh stuff if he was coming in. He's not coming in, but if he was, you know. Here's Abby Flynn. This is My Own Woman. It's on our A-list. Check her out online. She's doing brilliantly. Play small, go and pass me the ball. I won't be saving face. Think you should know who you're up against. I am looking for someone to improve me or pull me apart. If life is a movie, then I'm the star. If you wanna have me, then you better learn.
seven women on my mind. For the one on me, two, the one who stoned me once, and she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
Stopping strangers and telling them your name, convincing haters one day they'll feel the same. We're common people in love. It's supernatural, it's just a force from above. Some call me crazy, some try to make me shut up. If I am crazy, that's what you made me.
I said you're the only one I wanna talk about.
Upside down, it happened to me. Totally unprepared, just the beginning. But I'm not even scared, cause living like this is risking all that I know. And if it kills me, that's the way I want to go. So pull me under and put me under your spell. Rather be crazy than normal people.
I said you're the only one I wanna talk about. All I do is wanna talk about you. You're the only one I wanna talk about. I said you're the only one I wanna talk about. I said you're the only one I wanna talk about. Yeah, it's true. All I do is.
the city like normal people do. But all I'm seeing
I
is
said, you're the only one I wanna talk about. I said, you're the only one I wanna talk about.
There we go. That is Mika with Talk About You. Joining me in the studio talking about him is Scott Ross, who's going to be here in the next hour with his show from 1 o'clock. And, yeah, I've just spent the last 10 minutes. I got tangled up in my Christmas lights.
I can see.
And you said, oh, you heard me swearing. Luckily, the microphone
was on. No, I didn't hear you swearing.
I was mumbling it under my breath. But shall we find out what's coming up on your amazing, your absolutely amazing, tremendous first show of the week?
The first show of the month, too.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Pinch the punch, all that,
And, well, as Christmas is fast approaching...
As what, sorry?
Christmas is approaching. We're going to be telling you about a possible Christmas gift that you might consider. And since it's invisible, it won't take up any space. And we've also got a tip, which is something you certainly wouldn't want to receive. But that's all coming up between 1 and 3, mixed in with some absolutely sensational music.
And how are you feeling today about climbing on the desk to help me with these fairy lights? As we had Health and Safety Week last week with Scott Ross climbing.
Yes, no, I know. I didn't think you were not going to get me.
No, I want
today,
you to just to lean over, not stand on this particular desk, because if this gives way, the whole system crashes. And then I'll tell Paul that it was your idea.
I've had the system crash before, but not the desk.
Yeah, it does. It always seems to go on your show, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah. It is a surprise.
Yeah. Some people are just full of magnetism. I think that's what you've got. You're full of something anyway.
Incompetence, basically.
No, you're not. You do an excellent show here on Phoenix FM, much loved by a lot of the listeners. And then there's also a hate campaign. We don't want to talk about that right now.
Quite.
Mind you, I have to say, there is a station in Essex where there does seem to be quite a lot of not very nice things being said about them. About the presenters and how many presenters have gone and bring back our favourite presenters. We're not listening anymore. Yeah.
Oh, well, there
oh,
you
dear,
are.
You see. The thing is, Paul always says, if you're on the radio, if you're not on there for a week, people forget you really quickly. But I think when you chop quite a lot of presenters all in one go, which this particular station has, and you're missing your regular shows, people get very angry about it because you get used to hearing. I mean, when I go to bed, I have talk based radio on because it helps send me off to sleep. But if there's somebody else covering, and even though it's the background of stuff I'm listening to, I get really annoyed. I'm like, where's blah blah blah? Why aren't they on? You know, but you do because you connect. If you listen to radio a lot, you do it like your Saturday morning. There's certain people I listen to on Saturday morning, and you connect with an audience. You connect with that person. So when you've got a station that gets rid, maybe one you can follow them. When they get rid of a chunk of people, and some of those people now have gone from being radio presenters, which they've done all their life, to working in completely different areas.
Indeed, they've had to, presumably.
Yeah, they have. So I won't name the station, but we're a better station anyway. Just come up to 12:43.
We look at you. Ignore guests.
We won't say the station, but we are better. Let's play some ads, and then we're going to be back with a little bit of music, which is going to be Emma Perry with Love Will Find a Way.
Phoenix FM.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? But not just Travel Brentwood. We can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SCHVAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Will you help me up?
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Phoenix FM.
To know that myself and Scott Ross have just given up with the sorry about that, fairy lights.
Yeah, well, I think otherwise we could have the whole place could have fallen.
Yeah, it wasn't going to work. Nice to see you balancing though again, and we did enjoy that. Bridget is looking forward to hearing your show at 1 o'clock. We'll do a quick bit of traffic and travel right after Coral Emerald with Liquid Lunch. Go and get my words out.
What I did to myself. Call for help.
Nice liquid lunch sounds fabulous. Right, coming up, here's some traffic and some travel.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you at the moment. straight onto the roads. Right, here we go. Brook Street roundabout is looking clear, no problems there. A little bit busy around Wilson's Corner, but then it normally is. Temporary traffic signals, gas main work on the A129 Rainy Road, that's at Hutton Place. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and up to the M11, no problems. A12 again is running very nicely, no major issues there, just the 40 mile an hour speed restrictions ongoing while they repair the roads between junction 13 and 16 in both directions, and there'll be some nighttime closures and a contraflow used. You'll get more traffic and travel in the next hour or two with Scott Ross. Now, just a little quick update. If you go to the Phoenix FM website, you'll be able to see all the presenter picks for this year with music. And also, you'll also see the feature on Brentwood Food Bank, which is part of the Trussell Trust. Now, the food bank is feeding lots of people in Brentwood whose budget won't stretch to food after meeting other commitments. And you can find out more at brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. But they're looking for items like ham, corned beef, tins of salmon, chicken in sauce braising, steak, potatoes, ravioli, meatballs, spaghetti, custard, things like that. Also other food items like jams and spreads, biscuits, coffee, jars of pasta, toiletries, soap, toothpaste, all cleaners, bleaches, washing up liquid and powders, and tea, shampoo and shower gel. Plus, if you've got a glut of carrier bags, whether they be plastic or the brand new kind of whatever they are, the paper ones, they're looking for lots of carrier bags. It's obviously giving out donations, so anything you've got, please get in contact with them. You'll find all the details on the website and they will appreciate anything that you would like to drop off.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Have a great afternoon. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Thanks to everybody for tuning in today. Great to have your company. Scott Ross is up next. Here's The Trusted with Marrow.
Can you stop talking because you're driving me crazy? Desperate bones, I just can't take it, take it. The chemicals are rising and I'm still shaking, shaking. All the pretty little angels like to keep me waiting, waiting.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.